Quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million-dollar Sports 5-Hour Studios in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Check it. This is the one, the only, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but believe me, never duplicated. And how can I say that? Because I was the original. That's right. The first podcast, all that kind of crap. That's me. Bottom line is, I've been doing this 41 years. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez, and thanks to the impeccable one, I'm here to bring you 2 hours of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, of course, live here on Sports Byline and around the world, of course, on the American Forces Network, and of course, live on YouTube and Twitch.tv, but straight up, this is 2 hours of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The great Thomas Dillamuth will be with me in a couple of minutes. Of course, there's Tommy D. We'll talk about boxing and more, but straight up, today, we're going to go back in history and look at some of the greatest punchers. We'll talk to the greatest puncher in the history of all boxing. I mean, the guy that... They said that this guy hit so hard that he wouldn't jar your kinfolk. That was Ali told me. Ali told me one time that Ernie Shavers hit him so hard, he jarred his kinfolks in Africa. That's how far back and how hard Ernie Shavers is. But straight up, we'll hear from Ernie Shavers. We'll hear from Ali as well. We'll go down the Tyson Road. We'll also talk about their current state of boxing. Of course, Turki Alashik, the guy from Saudi Arabia that's pumped all that money into boxing and bought Ring Magazine. I was against him buying Ring Magazine. Why? Because I don't have a job there. No, but the bottom line is I just don't think that a promoter should be getting involved in, like, I didn't think it was cool when Oscar owned Ring Magazine. I thought that was shilling, for, you know, for Oscar. So bottom line is, anyway, he's in bad health, and he's got some health issues, a brain tumor or some stuff like that. You never know if this stuff is for real, if it's like tabloid stuff, but the bottom line is, I see on a couple different news sources, and one of them, I believe, so the bottom line is, we wish him the very best of health concern. Now, if this was Dana White, I wouldn't be saying that. I'd be celebrating. Ooh, what a creep I am. Straight up, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. That's our toll-free phone line. If you'd like to join us once again, I'll run it by you. 1-800-878-7529. And today, I'll tell a few stories about the time I got $5,000 to write a story about Berry Gordy, the boxer. No, not the guy that ran Motown Records, the boxer. Oh, same guy? Yeah, it is. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Coming back at you right after the break.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
ZipRecruiter. Running a business is like running a team. Every play counts. So Sean DeVore built DeVore Recruiting to help business owners succeed. And smart leaders know when to delegate. DeVore Recruiting makes hiring a virtual assistant simple and effective. Their team connects you with experienced professionals who handle admin, marketing, and client support so you can focus on growth. Choose from bronze, silver, or gold packages tailored to your needs. Visit DevoreRecruiting.com. That's Devore, D-E-V-O-R-E, recruiting.com.
We call ourselves ASAP Travel for one reason. We can help you book a ticket ASAP. For those of you that don't know, that means as soon as possible. That means no wait time. You get through right away. No searching online. Our specialty is the lowest available fares on the big name airlines. You know them. We can't tell you their names. You can fly domestically or internationally and save more money than you could if you call the airlines directly. Our proprietary software goes underneath the hood of the major airline booking systems and finds you the best rates available. So if you're ready to make your travel plans right now, business or vacation travel, we have all the major airlines always at great rates. Call ASAP Trips and we'll have your ticket in your inbox in 15 minutes. Call this number now.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands. And the great news is, your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solution Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. That's 800-520-8629.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
No, I will not go 10,000 miles from here to help murder and kill another poor people simply to continue the domination of white slave masters over the darker people of the earth.
People getting grabbed off the streets in the city of San Francisco, things like that. Crazy. ICE all over the place. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, we are 6 days away. In fact, 1 week from now, we'll know what happened as far as the junior middleweight battle between Xander Zayas, super welterweight, junior middleweight, call it 154 pounds. But the bottom line is undefeated Puerto Rican star? Undefeated Puerto Rican Xander Zayas, of course, good-looking kid, flashy, all that kind of good stuff. Before he dyed his hair, of course, now he's a suicide blonde. What's a suicide blonde mean? Dyed by his own hands. But the bottom line is he takes on undefeated Boots Ennis, and Boots Ennis is not my favorite fighter in the world. Bottom line is I just hope there's an epic fight here. We'll bring in Tommy D, of course, from the Bronx to see what's happening. Sir Thomas Dillamuth, how are you, and how's your wife feeling?
How's everything, Pedro? Happy Father's Day. My wife is, she's battling. She's battling. She's fighting. You know, but she's doing well. I mean, as well as she can be with what she has. So,
well, it's a minor thing. And here's what's up. There's a vaccine against shingles, and I haven't gotten it yet. But guess what, Tommy D? You have my word that by a week from now, I will have had that vaccine. Just this is okay. because your wife got it. And I said, because she isn't a social butterfly or anything like that. You mean, you know, she stays home a lot. Bottom line is like she got it. So if she got it, I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna get the vaccine in next week.
Did you have chicken pox when you was little?
I think I did. No. We had the vaccine. We had a chicken pox vaccine, and we had a mumps vaccine, and I think we had a measles vaccine besides the polio. We had like four or five vaccines. Vaccines weren't suspicious like they are nowadays. I mean, people really have a lot of suspicions when it comes to taking vaccines. But the bottom line is, I don't think without the polio. Listen, I don't know if I told you this, Tommy. I might be repeating myself, but I lived down the street from a guy. My aunt lived down the street from a guy that had polio, and he was like a year younger than me. know what I'm saying? And the dude had polio. So, whoa. So there was still polio in the 60s. And the bottom line is the vaccines wiped it out. So I think I'm pro. Are you pro-vaccine, Tommy D, or a negative or neutral? What's the story on that?
Yeah, I have no problem with them.
Okay.
I know, like, with the chicken pox, like, I had it when I was younger. So apparently that's how you can most likely get measles, because I guess it lives in you until eventually you're, like, around 50 and over, and it might come back. So that's what I was reading into a little bit. So.
Well, there might be one advantage of being an old man then. I'm over 50, no doubt about that. Now, let's talk about Turki Alaşık. Not my favorite guy, but his health is not good. Did you read that?
I did read that, and it's kind of concerning, you know, a little bit, but, you know, it was a weird post that came out. I don't know. I found it to be a little bit weird.
Like weird and suspicious as far as its veracity was concerned.
Yeah. Like,
yeah,
I don't know.
It seemed a little funny, because if he had a brain tumor, I just think that thing. I just don't know if that was the reaction. The little press release that I wrote, that I read, it looked real limited, and it looked like that might have been some AI invention.
Yeah, you know, and I don't want to sound like a jerk, right? But it almost sounds like he's trying to tell you, like, you know, this money that I'm putting into these fights, it's not going to be coming, it's going to go away soon. That's what I kind of took away from it, you know. And like I said, I don't want to sound like a jerk, but I don't know.
Here's how I feel about it. I wasn't happy with the fact that he bought Ring Magazine. I wasn't happy with the fact that Oscar De La Hoya owned Ring Magazine, because I don't think it should be owned by a promoter per se. But the bottom line is, he bought Ring Magazine. He took all kinds of fights to the Middle East. He's done some fights here in the States, and this, as far as a major promoter is concerned. And I don't wish him ill will or anything like that. He's not my favorite guy. Now, if it was Dana White and these health reports flashed up on Dana White, I'd be jumping up and down dancing a jig here. I'd be dancing. The impeccable one's laughing at me, but I would. I'd be dancing a jig here in this. I mean, you know, left to right, little here. Yeah, anyway, too bad it ain't Dana.
Well, he's the one that put Dana kind of in position, you know what I'm saying? But he's, you know, Dana's not going to have that money, you know, eventually, that Turkey's, you know, fronting him.
You know,
right?
You know, Dana White is to boxing what gonorrhea is to dating.
Oh, God.
No. That's, oh, God, he is. He's a disease.
Yeah.
I might be a little extreme in explaining it that way, but he is a disease.
Yeah, I just don't know what he's doing with Zuffa. I'll be honest. I have liked some of the fights. I have liked some of the cards, but I'm not liking the money that he's invested in so far in some of these fighters, and like the rumors of some other fighters may join. And it's like these guys are fighting, pretty much going over there for the money. There's no legacy really involved over there. And then here's the other thing. They announced the card. They just put it on sale for July 20, I want to say 6th. It's a Sunday. A Zuffa card in New York in the theater, the Madison Square Garden Theater, not the big room.
Mm-hmm.
And I went and looked at the tickets. Ridiculous in comparison to what I paid for, you know, Top Rank, Matchroom, and other fights, even MVP cards in the theater, like three times more than what I paid for, maybe even four times. And the main event is Berlanga against Stephen Butler.
Since Berlanga signed with Zuffa, you know, I've got to, like, I have these voodoo dolls. I tell you about that. I get these little voodoo dolls and I stick pins in them. And Dana White's got like 1,000. There's no room left in the Dana White doll to stick any pins. All, there's too much. It's all taken up. Berlanga.
It's not working.
It's not working either. But might have worked with Turki. Stuck.
That was a low blow.
That's what we do on occasion. I do issue a few low blows now and then. But I'm sorry, folks.
That was a Trinidad low blow to Vargas. That's what that was.
Speaking of Felix, you know what? Speaking of Trinidad, how come Trinidad doesn't get the props that he does? How come he's so ignored? He never lost a fight at 147. Never lost a fight at 147, and they don't talk about him being one of the great welterweights. They don't even talk about him being one of the great Puerto Rican fighters. He sort of got cast to the side.
Yeah, and he was dominant at 154 also.
Yeah, I know. He never lost at 154.
You know, I mean, yeah, he was a monster. You know, he's definitely one of the best 147-pound fighters in the history of the sport. I mean,
one night outdoors at Caesar's Palace, I watched him take the one afternoon, sunny afternoon, he took the steam out of David Reed. David Reed was a Olympic gold medalist. I think the last Olympic gold medalist we had, 2004, something like that. But he took the steam out of him. And everybody that he fought, he did it quietly. Trinidad did this stuff quietly. Trinidad didn't go out there and say, I'm going to kill you, I'm going to knock you. He didn't say anything. He just went out there, and he was like a professional hitman.
Yeah, and on top of that, how many people were as charismatic as he was? I mean, he sold tickets, which is another thing. Not only he was there and he performed, and he was a monster at those weight classes, people paid a lot of money to go see him. He packed the arenas.
He packed, no doubt about that. I saw when he packed the Garden, of course, against Bernard Hopkins. And that was ill-fated because, you know, I try to tell people size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. And everybody goes, hey, they laugh. No, I want him to listen to that, what I'm saying, because it really does. I mean, I told you the difference between junior welterweight and welterweight was like life and death.
Yeah.
I junior welterweight, I was stomping ass. I was ranked in the state, Northwestern states, number 9, number 13 in the country, lost to a number 9 guy, and number 13 in the country. Then I moved up to 147, and I got spanked.
Wow.
And I mean, it was like, whoa. And you know what? And we're going to roll to a break here. But I got hit so hard by this dude, Ernie Chavez. He hit me with a right hook. He was a southpaw. He fought Meltzer Taylor as a pro. But anyway, he hit me so hard that it was harder than I was ever hit when I was a cop. And one time we were rolling around on the ground fighting with some dude, and I got hit with and the cop went to hit some dude in the head with a flashlight, and he hit me instead.
Jesus. Okay,
with a steel flashlight. Police brutality? Yeah, on their own cops. But the bottom line is, that's how stupid this dude was. But I'm going to tell you that Ernie Chavez's right hook hurt worse than that. I mean, it discombobulated me totally. Absolutely. So I never hit that hard in my entire life. Moving up away from 139 and 147 was a big mistake, no doubt about that. I could beat the fat guys down there in the valley, you know, those guys like the farm workers and this and that. But when I got to the Nationals, I got spanked. Let's go to a break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Tommy D, you want to stick around for one more? Or you got to go.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
All right. Tommy D's online for one more segment. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline.
I am an American veteran. I am proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. As a veteran, show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097. Proceeds support Heroes on the Water.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Celebrate responsibly.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
It has been said that I have two alternatives. Either go to jail or go to the army.
I'm only bold and cocky before and after fight.
Let me see you close your mouth and just keep it closed.
Well, you know that's impossible.
No, 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 keep it closed.
You know that's impossible. I'm the greatest. And I'm knocking out all bones. And if you get too smart, I'll knock you out.
Tell you something about the Vietnam War. Towards the end of the war, I guess the war was about over, and I was in high school, and the Army came to our government class because we had to give them the equal opportunity to approach us, okay? So anyway, bottom line is government class teacher said, we're going to have the Army here. So when the Army guy came and he tried to recruit people, I turned my desk around in the classroom. In other words, he was looking at the back of me, and he couldn't figure it out. And he came up to me, and I told him, listen, man, get away from me. I said, I don't want to have nothing to do with this war. I said, you've killed tens of thousands of people, 85,000 or something like that, Americans have died, this and that. Well, for what? I mean, what are we trying to get over there? Are we trying to get people free? Freedom? But they don't want to be free. They just want to be themselves. Bottom line is, I walked and talked my way out of that one. Of course, that's when I was editor of the South City newspaper, and it drew me some heat. It drew me some heat. But the bottom line is, it turns out, me and Ali were right. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. I mentioned a little bit earlier is Boots Ennis and, of course, and Xander Zayas. 6 days away, we'll know who's a winner this next 1 week from now. Tommy D, who do you think there, Tommy D? Where are you leaning?
You know how I am, and you know who, you know, I'm very loyal to my guys. You know, I love my Puerto Rican fighters. I support them 100%. So I will be in the building cheering and rooting for Xander Zayas. He's a, Boots is a minus 425 to like minus 500 favorite. That's pretty much, you know, 4-5-1. He's a big time favorite in Brooklyn. You know, there's going to be a lot of Puerto Ricans there, but I truly believe in my heart that there'll be a lot of people from Philadelphia coming over. I think Boots is a star. I know Xander, you know, he may not be that star yet. I think he's a star in Puerto Rico, but I think Boots is going to win, and I think a star will be born, like almost superstar status. I think this guy is really good. I think he's the goods. I know you were saying earlier, he's not your favorite guy in the world. I think he has it all. I think he has all the talent in the world, all the athleticism in the world. You know, I just think he hasn't had the right opponent to show it, and I think Xander's going to be that right opponent. And I think you're going to witness some greatness this weekend. Even you're going to see a little bit of greatness from Xander in a loss. So I think you're going to be in tune for like a great fight, and I think both guys will win at the end of the night.
Okay, is Xander Zayas doing Flintstone vitamins?
I know he looks big. But
No. That's a yes or a no question.
No.
You don't think he did a few Flintstone vitamins and then got off him real quick?
He
has a body transformation. I mean, it's not like from the caterpillar to the butterfly or anything like that. But his body looks a little bit different.
It does. It does, especially with all these workout videos we've seen. He looks like a light heavyweight.
Yeah.
and he's supposed to get down to 154.
And of course,
not even 160.
Okay, last time out, this Puerto Rican superstar, and you're a guy, he struggled with a guy named Abbas Baru, who's now 17-2 with 9 KOs. In fact, one judge had Baru winning 116 and 112.
Yeah. I don't know what that judge was looking at. It was a close fight. I thought Xander won comfortably. And Bass Baru is not a bad fighter. It's just he's just not a known fighter. You know, he's not, you know, he beat Telez. Telez was supposed to be this big prospect they're building up. You know, so I wouldn't rate it as far as him, like, you know, what is the word I'm looking for? Didn't win comfortably against a nobody. I think he fought a guy that was somebody, you know. I think Bass Baru is a good fighter. Okay. You know, it's the same. The same could be said about Boots. Boots hasn't really fought anybody in his resume either, you know?
You know, I concluded the story in my Substack column. Of course, you can check me out at Substack.com. But the bottom line is, why is Zayas a suicide blonde? Because his hair was dyed by his own hands. And why is Boots in as boring? He just is to me. Why is it? What am I missing, Tommy D? Am I not watching?
I don't know.
Am I not watching his fights close enough?
I don't. He gets knockouts. He's got like 30 knockouts or something like that. Like he's 31 knockouts. I think so. I don't understand how does that translate into being boring. That's very odd.
Okay. Well, you know what? Maybe not boring. I don't know. Maybe it's not boring. How can I put this? You know what? I think I was spoiled, and I think I am spoiled because of the fact that I watch guys like Ray Charles Leonard and guys like welterweights like that, and I think I expect the 147-pound class to sometimes stand out and have me have superstars. Now, I think I realize the ascending champion, Terrence Crawford, became a superstar at 168. Speaking of Terrence Crawford, is he done? He says he's absolutely retired. There's no amount of money can get him out of retirement. Do you think that's true?
So far, so good. It seems true. I think people have thrown a lot of money at him, and I think he's already declined. So he looks like he's firm on that. You know, we'll check back in another year or so and see how his money situation is. But I think he's firm with that. I think he has a lot of integrity, and he spoke about integrity in one of the interviews. You know, so I don't think we're going to see Bud Crawford in the ring again.
Okay, what did you think of that piece I wrote this week about Adrian Broner snitching on that Crips gang leader down there in L.A.? He's in trouble, man. He's a marked man.
He's just a knucklehead that I think knucklehead is the best way to put it, but I don't know. This guy, he's getting so many opportunities and chances. He got this opportunity.
He's going to testify against L.A. gang leader, the head of the Crips down there. I forget what the actual Crips number or Crips. Which anyway, bottom line is Eugene Big U Henley. Evidently, he's going to testify against him, saying that there was some type of shakedown. And of course, we're talking about that. Adrian Broner played dice with some guys. One guy was from Jonathan Hall, I think, from the NBA, and some other guy named Harlan. But the bottom line is, he beat Hall out of $5 million with phony dice, with rigged dice.
Jesus, I don't know.
Listen, you gotta be on some type of drugs or really, really be messed up psychologically to sit down and play dice with Adrian Broner for millions of dollars. You have to be psychologically impaired.
Have to be, because you're playing dice against somebody that's psychologically impaired at the same time.
But if anybody could run a hustle on you, it would be Adrian Broner.
I guess.
I mean, do you actually think he's that good of a dice player that he could beat that Harlan guy at $1.5 million and beat Wall at out of $5 million? I mean, there's a hustle going on here, and that's why he was able. That's remember a couple of months ago he was talking about. He said he was broke, but he could have bailed somebody out. This and that. I was wondering, what's he talking about? Where's he got the cash? But obviously, he stole some NBA cash.
Jeez. I don't know what to say when it comes to Adrian Broner, man. I really don't.
Now, do you remember the movie Friday?
Yeah.
Okay. Remember Debo?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know who Debo was in real life?
Yeah, he was.
Eugene Henley.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the Eugene Big U. In other words, Adrian is going up against the real Debo.
Yeah, real Debo.
That can't. Listen, there's no way the weatherman says the sun's going to be shining that day. No, I'm to be a no. Am I right?
I think, yeah. You,
I mean,
you are right.
At one point in time, this guy was a world class fighter, and now he's like a fat. He's like fat and heavy. He's like maybe 200 plus pounds. He looks like he appears to be a drunk government snitch.
Yeah, he's got the shape of a toad. I mean,
toad. Hey, listen, don't do that. The toads will be calling me left and right, saying no, don't do us, don't do us. You can't do us like Adrian Broner. Adrian Broner's in a class all by himself, no doubt about that. But anyway, so that's why I think he's been so drunk and stuff like that. Tommy D is that he realizes the spit that's hanging over him. You know what I'm saying? And that's why he's been so drunk. In other words, I don't drink. But I would drink myself into stupidity or almost sleep. You know what I mean? Come on, man. Do you realize what he's doing?
Yeah.
He's going to be a marked man for the rest of his life. Every Crip in this country is going to be looking for him.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, but hey, that you know, you make your own bed. That's on him, man. He's getting paid a lot of money to be on the internet, on social media, doing these TikTok videos and stuff.
Man, I can't believe that. All right, real quick, Jesse Bam Rodriguez wins, but he's still lunch meat for the No Inouye, isn't he?
I don't think he's ready for Inouye just yet.
But what do you say? He needs a couple more fights. We need Inouye to get older. A combination of the both. What?
I would say maybe a couple more fights. But listen, I mean, if people want to make the fight, listen. I don't know if you've been listening or reading what's been happening, but they're trying to make Shakur fight Devin Haney now, and Shakur has never fought at 147 pounds.
Well, you know, Shakur. Well, listen, my two favorite fighters. I mean, holy cow!
Two, yeah.
If ever the ring lights were to drop out of the sky and crush two guys in the ring, yeah, I would hope the referee would be out of the way of the lights falling. But those two guys, I hope they're right under them.
See, and this is what's great, because you have absolutely no bias, like 1,000 or millions of other fans out there that have a bias towards each one. You can't stand both, so you have no bias. You can call it right down the middle. So this is what's great. See, me, I actually like both fighters. I like both fighters a lot, but I think both fighters are wrong in this scenario. I think it's just ridiculous. If it was any other person calling up a smaller guy to come fight, we'd be crucifying him. And then with all the excuses that Shakur makes, we'd be crucifying him too. So I think both guys are wrong in this situation. But two of your favorite fighters, they're working on a major, major deal to fight each other. I can't wait for your take when that fight happens.
Listen, I have to go to the bar. I have to go to the bathroom right now because of that, just all alone. But the bottom line is, Tommy D, you have a good week. I hope the wife gets better rapidly. Okay, give her my best. And happy Father's Day, bro. You're a super dad.
Thank you, Pedro. I appreciate you. Thank you.
You are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide on Sports Byline.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
I get a lot of calls from people across the country who are suffering from the affliction of IRS tax debt. Hi, I'm the tax doctor. Call me right now. My team specializes in helping people over the age of 50 solve their tax problems. And the bigger your tax problem is, the more money you can save. If you owe the IRS money, or you're about to owe the IRS money, or even if you need to file years of unfiled returns, call us right now. Our friendly, highly trained representatives are waiting right now to take your call. Over the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you stop the tax liens, wage garnishments, and harassing phone calls. You don't need to send the IRS a big fat check. We can negotiate a lower amount. That's what we guarantee for you. So call us right now.
800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. That's 800-603-9359.
Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. That's 800-826-4073.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He must know that I'm not like no other fighter. I can give it and I can take it.
Give and take, not when it comes to money. And the reason why I say that is because the Impeccable and I, Bailey Peck and I, are raising money for, we're raising bail money for Floyd Mayweather. That's right. A GoFundMe page for Floyd Mayweather. I kid you not. If you believe that headline, I'm sorry, but I'm trying to be funny. Pedro wouldn't cross the street to throw a bucket of yellowed water, be it warm, on Floyd Mayweather if he was ablaze. Now, of course, this week, a Las Vegas judge gave him VIP treatment in that he wasn't booked or arrested, but his attorney was present. I think he was on Zoom. But the bottom line is, Floyd bounced a $200,000 check over a year ago for a watch. Now, he's got hundreds of watches. I mean, he literally has hundreds of watches and all kinds of cars and all kinds of stuff like that. So he has assets, per se, but I don't think he has a whole lot of cash. Anyway, let me go on. Believe me when I say that Floyd is a dolt. D-O-L-T, not an adult, A-D-U-L-T. Bottom line is, Floyd is illiterate, and rapper 50 Cent, of course, I talked about this before, if Floyd could read one page of a Harry Potter book, we'll give him 750 grand. And considering the financial woes he's in right now, I'd take that 750 grand and run with it. Bottom line is, Mayweather was a no-show in court. His attorneys essentially pleaded not guilty. I think one of the charges is felony theft, and that'll take you in the slam for 1 to 20 years, or fraud, which is 1 to 4 years. Of course, Nevada doesn't play. Remember, didn't Nevada put O.J. Simpson in jail? I think Nevada put O.J. Simpson in jail. So bottom line, they don't mess around. There's no doubt about it. Of course, not the kind of place you want to get in trouble. But the bottom line is, if Mayweather gets in trouble and gets convicted here, it's going to be that Linda Ronstadt song, A Long, Long Time. Because he's just been a long, long time in jail, okay? Now, is his passport valid? Because he's trying to fleece Greece. Now, what do I mean by that, by fleecing Greece? Floyd is set to fly to Greece in the next week or so to do an exhibition with an MMA guy. The IRS is letting him go, allegedly, because they are getting a good chunk of the money Floyd makes in Athens next week. Bottom line is, will next week take place? Of course, there's a couple of lawsuits going on right now. A couple of promoters have jumped in and said that by Floyd going across the pond and flighting this guy or this MMA thing's exhibition, it's against their contract. They have a contract for him to do an exhibition with Mike Tyson before Mike Tyson got hurt. That was crazy. Why would you do what? I mean, what fool on this planet would buy Mike Tyson versus Floyd Mayweather? I mean, I'm shaking my head. I mean, you'd have to be like on PCP. You'd have to be like unbelievably on some type of drugs to want to buy that and say to yourself, you know what, that's going to be something I want to see. Mike Tyson versus, come on, Mike Tyson at one point in time was the baddest man on the planet. Of course, until the meltdown in Tokyo in February of 1990 by James Buster Douglas. Before that, he was untouchable. There's no doubt about that. But to put him in with a 130-pound guy, and when I say 130-pound, the reason why I say 130 is that Floyd did win titles at 47, I think, in 54. But the bottom line is, at 147, he handpicked his opposition, and he really wasn't that much of a welterweight. He couldn't punch, per se, and he stepped up and became very boring. But the bottom line is, I don't know how Floyd is getting to Greece, you know, because he sold that plane. He had that jet of his, and it was sold, like, by he had a manager, Rectus guy, and Jonan Rectus. And what a name, not Rectal, Rectus. But the bottom line is, Floyd tried to accuse him of wrecking his financial world when it was Floyd all alone doing it, because evidently Al Haymon had to lend Floyd money before his last fight with Conor McGregor. And I mean, come on, man. I mean, Floyd needs money. I mean, the guy made supposedly $1 billion. I mean, that's what he keeps saying. He's the highest paid boxer in the history of boxing. I think that's all bullspit. I don't think he made nearly as much money as you guys think he did. And he gets far too much credit because he's not a smart guy. He's not. I mean, how can you piss away that kind of money? Evidently, he was like, he had empty houses. This is how stupid the brother is, okay? He had empty mansions. Mansions that were empty, spotted around the country. Three or four different mansions that were losing, if you're renting them out, close to $1 million a month. I mean, how the hell? Wait, we're talking like 250 grand house. You rent a house out for, how can you rent a house for 250 grand? But the bottom line is, that's the type of property that Floyd Mayweather had. But what happened? Floyd just like sort of pissed it all away. I mean, he's borrowing on this, he's borrowing on that. He's taking stuff to pawn shops. I mean, he's sort of like Diego Corrales in the end. Remember when I told you about Diego pawning his world championship, IBF championship belt there in Las Vegas for like $400 at a pawn shop? I wanted to get it, and of course some other guy held it. But the bottom line is, you know, when Diego's going bad, that's what he did. Now Floyd's, he isn't pawning his bikes, but he's pawning watches. I mean, how can you... Come on, man. And you know they're not going to give you top dollar. I'll never forget when I used to work on 6th Street. Actually, I lived next to, worked next door to a pawn shop when my uncle ran the barber college at 55 6th Street. And I used to watch these guys work and hustle. And the bottom line is, when they gave you a loan on something, if it was worth a dollar, they gave you 10 cents. And that's what you had sort of had to accept because, you know, they had to make their money in the resale. So anyway, bottom line is Floyd's not getting any money back in return. He's paying high interest rates and things like that. He evidently lost a home as far as foreclosure is concerned. I just keep going and going. But the bottom line is, I got to ask Bailey this question. How is Floyd Mayweather getting to Greece? Is he taking United Airlines? Is he flying coach? Or is he renting a plane? What's he going to do? I just wonder how he's going to get there. Bottom line is, you can check out all my stuff, of course. Pedro Fernandez, the Substack column is Pedro Fernandez, Substack.com, Pedro Fernandez, 393-511. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look, look into the world of boxing and MMA. Floyd. Floyd's going to go to jail. That's just the way it is. Floyd's going to go to jail. I mean, there's no way getting around it. I just don't think it's... If they waited this long, as far as the people were concerned, they could have sued him civilly. And Floyd said, why didn't you come after me civilly? Why should they come after you civilly when you committed a crime? I mean, you did. You gave them a check, and there was no money in the bank, and there had been no money in that account for a long time. They researched it before and after. There was never any money close to the $200,000 in that account. So Floyd started ghosting the dude. He wouldn't answer the phone. He wouldn't answer emails. His lawyers wouldn't answer. I mean, nobody would just, they decided to ignore this old jeweler guy there in Vegas with the 200 grand tab on Floyd Mayweather. Well, this week, the district attorney decided to file a charge. Actually, he did in April, I believe. And of course, Floyd Mayweather was going to be arrested. Of course, they waived this judge, this good old judge down there in Las Vegas. I don't know if he's Floyd's fan or bottom line is, he waived the formal appearance. He waived the arrest warrant, the whole nine yards. So he gave Floyd like VIP treatment. And I don't know why Floyd should get VIP treatment. Floyd, nothing very important about Floyd Mayweather whatsoever. Absolutely none. In fact, I think he's a piece of work. And at the end of the day, I hope he goes to jail. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. I'm going to go off script just for a second here because the bottom line is I did something on my Substack page in the last couple of weeks about the listen, nothing is more important in this world than food and water, right? I mean, you know, the water side of the story is sort of deep, but the bottom line is a lot of food's bad. Look at your baby formulas. Make sure your baby formulas are cool because there's been high levels of arsenic, lead, and mercury found in 16 of 24 baby formulas tested by the state of Georgia. State of Florida. Of course, I'm not a big fan of the governor down there, Ron DeSantis, but his wife is a bit of a saint. I mean, she really is as far as this food's concerned. But the bottom line is there is more arsenic, and arsenic's a natural. It's a natural component that shows up in a lot of food. But the bottom line is the amounts that there are in a Three Musketeers bar, get this, or a Snickers bar, is enough arsenic to consume for an entire year. So think about that. I try to run straight stuff at you every once in a while. Of course, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. But I got to be real once in a while because the food thing, I mean, you know, I see my friends and they eat American food and this and that. And then they go to Mexico and they go to Mexico for like a month and they come back looking great. I said, what'd you do in Mexico? I drank the whole time. What do you mean you drank the whole time? I did nothing but drink tequila and drink beer and I ate tacos. And I was grossing myself out for a month. I said, but you came out here, you came back slimmer. He goes, I can't figure it out, Pete. That's when I figured it out, that the food chain here is poison. Absolutely no doubt about it. But back to the question, Floyd Mayweather, is he taking United Airlines? How the hell is he getting to Greece? If he's going to Greece, of course, there's a couple court injunctions. And if he does get to go, he'll come back, of course, and have that whole lawsuit as far as the Mike Tyson and the Manny Pacquiao fight. Of course, the Manny Pacquiao fight was originally supposed to take place, I believe, September 19th in Las Vegas at the Sphere. You know, that brand new arena that they've got, that multi-billion, $5 billion arena, something like that. But otherwise, now it's going to be the T-Mobile arena, I understand, 1 week later on the 25th, allegedly. The contract's been signed. But then again, Floyd's, you know, doing crazy stuff. Supposed to have this exhibition with Tyson. Supposed to have this exhibition with his MMA guy next week in Greece. Of course, will those take place? The Mike Tyson fight is part of a contract. He signed the contract. It took an advance. I think he took a $4 million advance on the Mike Tyson thing. As far as the Manny Pacquiao thing is concerned, he took a $5 million advance on that. So far, Floyd's already $9 million in the hole, hasn't even fought yet. None of these guys. So as far as this MMA thing is concerned, I wish him the absolute best of luck, but I think he's in a flop. I think, listen, you can't piss away that much money unless you do it, unless you're like illiterate. I mean, you just don't know. You can't count. I mean, that's just the way it is. I mean, because you got to know, even I know, like if I spend too much money and my bank account's down to zero, my checking account's down to zero, I got problems. You know what I'm saying? I mean, what am I going to do after this? You know, but the bottom line is Floyd doesn't have those type of ideas. Floyd doesn't think that way. Floyd just keeps spending and spending. Reportedly, Floyd Mayweather is spending upwards of $3 million a month. $3 million a month. Now, I told you about a month ago, he had the big boxing gym down there in Los Angeles, of course. Then it was taken over by Manny Pacquiao. Manny Pacquiao Promotions took over Floyd Mayweather's gym. I mean, come on, man. Why did he do that? Because the employees hadn't been paid in 3 or 4 months. Imagine that, sticking around. Imagine doing something and not getting paid for it. Pedro could never imagine that. Straight up, but this is Ring. I mean, I could. Come on, man. Think about that. But the bottom line is, it is what it is. Of course, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Want to mention the fact that somebody said to me, you know, I don't do enough on Marvin Hagler. What should I do on Marvin Hagler? Me and Marvin were semi-tight. We talked around the world. Of course, we got closer after his career ended than we did when he was a boxer, per se, because when I would go to his training sessions, of course, for Roberto Duran, Juan Roldan, John Mugabe, Thomas Hearns, and of course the finale against Ray Leonard, when I got to sit in with all his training sessions, he was always tight-lipped. And then, of course, when he retired and this and that, he sort of got a little loose as far as the tongue was concerned. But every time I would see Marvin Hagler, he would say to me, "You really think Ray beat me?" And then I have to say to him, "Man, come on. You know, you gave away 4 of the first 5 rounds. I don't know what you were doing there. Instead of trying to turn this into a war, you were trying to outbox the boxer, per se." But see, he had been successful with that up to that point, because when it came to the Mugabe fight, he was the beast, right? Well, Marvin outbeasted the beast and stopped him late in the fight. Tommy Hearns was a knockout puncher, right? He knocked out the knockout puncher in Tommy Hearns in 3 rounds. Of course, 3 of the most brutal, most epic rounds in the history of boxing. April 15, 1985. I'll never forget it, tax day. And of course, Larry Merchant walking up to me with sweat all over him going, Can you believe that? And guess what? I don't know how many years later, 42, 43 years later, me and the Godfather still rocking and rolling. Speaking of the Godfather, he went to lunch this week with Logan Hobbs. And Logan Hobbs, of course, a bit of a boxing celebrity. He was the guy that started the compy boxing. Of course, you know, compy boxers are people that count all the punches, the body shots, and punches thrown, that kind of good stuff. At first, I used to call them boxing's official bean counters, because that's what they did. They counted beans. There's no doubt about it, okay? But Logan Hobson, he had lunch this week with the retired HBO Godfather, Larry Merchant. Larry looks good. I'll be going down. I'm supposed to go down tomorrow with something with Alan Swire, but my car doesn't sound like it wants to drive to L.A. I've got an old car. It doesn't sound like it wants to go to L.A., so I might have to rent a car, might fly down. I might not even, might cancel the trip, but the bottom line is, this road will break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy 3, get 3 free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill. Discreet delivery in a few days and a buy three, get three free offer. Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device. It's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as a dollar a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
Every champion has a team behind them, and for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year, and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Well, can I tell you something?
Huh?
I play high school football.
Mm-hmm.
Football is that's a tough sport. Compared to boxing, it's much tougher than boxing. I enjoy it while I'm playing it, but it's a tough, tough sport. I thank God that I did play when I started boxing. When I got tired from working hard, I thought of a football day, I kept it on going.
That is the man we will feature in hour number two. I'm talking about Ernie Shavers, the Black Acorn. Call him what you want, but the bottom line is he could punch 70 knockouts and 76 wins. Bottom line is the hardest puncher in boxing history. We'll hear from him in hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. In case you didn't know, this is a two-hour show. We come to you live from the Sports Byline Studios. Saturday and Sunday is 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. The Saturday show is an hour in duration. The Sunday show, this one, is 2 hours in duration. Of course, 2 hours long. Of course, we'll be here until for another hour here after the news coming up to the top of the hour. But open phone lines are on the planet. If you'd like to join me, you can. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, David Benavidez in the news. Why? Because he's the best fighter in the entire world. There's no fighter bar none. Nobody even comes close. This pound-for-pound status stuff, man, come on. There should be a list of David Benavidez and then everybody else, because that's just the way it is. I mean, the guy's moved up from 168 pounds. Canelo Alvarez wouldn't fight him at 168, wouldn't fight him at 175. He had to move up to 200 pounds. He had to put on 20 pounds, had to fight a guy 20 pounds bigger than him in order to get a significant fight. He couldn't do it. And then he lit up Zerto Ramirez, of course. So he lit Zerto up like a White House Christmas tree. In fact, it was Mexican-on-Mexican domestic violence if they were gay. I mean, he beat on Zerto so bad, he broke his bones. Broke bones in his face. When you break somebody's bones, you're making a statement. And especially you're making a statement moving up 20 pounds. I mean, he moved up 20 pounds, broke bones in a guy's face. Stopped the guy. Guy had never been stopped before. I don't think Zerto had ever been dropped before. But he was dropped so hard, he took a knee, and the fight was over. no doubt about that. T-Mobile Arena, of course, that was a big fight, no doubt about that. But I'm telling you, David Benavidez, people talk about, you know, Shakur Stevens. Come on, Shakur Stevens couldn't carry David Benavidez's jockstrap. As far as Devin Haney's concerned, you got to be kidding me. He's the only undefeated guy that's got one loss. Of course, they took away that one loss when they said that Ryan Garcia tested positive for Flintstone vitamins, all that kind of good stuff. It still didn't take away from the fact that, you know, Ryan was kicking Devin Haney's butt. I mean, he dropped him like four times in one round alone. One round alone. You're trying to tell me that's all about being on steroids or allegedly steroids? No, I think it was the fact that Ryan Garcia got slick and didn't make the weight. Came in 4 pounds overweight as far as the weight was concerned. Then he put on weight on top of that. So the bottom line is he was a weight bully going into that ring. No doubt about that. Usually it's the other way around. Devin Haney got no mercy for it. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Stick around for hour number two. Coming up after the sports and the news right here on Sports Byline. Hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide will feature a special on the hardest puncher in the history of boxing, Mr. Ernie Shaver. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Stay tuned for hour number two.
I'm Mike Sempervivi with the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network 2-Minute Warning. On Monday night, an announcement was made that Brendan Sorsby's efforts to remain eligible and play this season for Texas Tech University were ending and that the quarterback would be declaring himself for the NFL Supplemental Draft. It came on the heels of the Big 12 Conference filing a 47-page complaint with the federal government against the school and Texas State Attorney General Ken Paxton, who threatened an antitrust lawsuit against the conference last week if they challenged Sorsby's eligibility. That blew up in Paxton's face almost immediately when Red River rival Attorney General Gertner Drummond issued a statement offering support for the Big 12 and its Commissioner Brett Yormark, and he must have meant it because the 15 other schools that make up the conference struck back, essentially asking the government to step in and allow the Big 12 to enforce its authority and rule with their bylaws, the same ones which Texas Tech had helped to ratify and honor to play by. By extension, that also means billionaire booster and Board of Regents Cody Campbell is too, even if he may not want to. And the collegiate portion of this story is far from over. Sorsby is still being sued by his former school, the University of Cincinnati. Sorsby's agent Ron Slavin appeared on a Dallas radio show on Wednesday, dismissing the outrage from the college football community and claiming that Cincinnati knew about the gambling issues when he transferred from Indiana. Back to Sorsby. Now we have something truly about football to ponder. How does he stack up as an NFL prospect? Well, that's what he planned to show off at Tech. Going into the season, Sorsby projected to be a possible first-round draft pick. He looks the part, 6'3", 235, a strong arm with a quick release, and he's incredibly fast and a menace when he's able to break an open field. His numbers and overall performance have increased each year, and his raw physical tools are just too impressive to ignore. Plus, unlike many quarterbacks entering the NFL, including Fernando Mendoza this season, it's been noted that Sorsby's experience taking snaps from under center and his ability to effectively play action is a good leg up. But sketchy decision-making has led to crucial turnovers and big-game failings. In the past two seasons, Cincinnati collapsed and lost their final five games in each. Last year, Sorsby and the rest of the offense looked awful against Utah in an ESPN-aired game. 2 weeks later, on Fox Big Noon, they were shut down again against BYU. But with Trinidad Chambliss and Darian Mensah, the highest-reputed seniors in 2027's draft, will a team sacrifice a second- or third-round pick this year in order to hedge their bets for next? Let's see who takes the gamble. I'm Mike Sempervivi with the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network 2-Minute Warning.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you.
If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
If you're losing calls, missing leads, or spending too much time chasing customers, this message is for you. Create Assistance helps businesses answer every call, text, and message 24/7 using AI employees without hiring more staff. We handle bookings, follow-ups, reminders, and customer communication all inside one simple system built for small businesses. Stop losing opportunities after hours. Visit createassistance.ai and book a quick call today. We look forward to hearing from you.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Check it. The one, the only, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, hour number two is on the air. When I say the one, the only, why do I say that? Because I started all this stuff. I did the original podcast. Bottom line is, I've been doing this for a long time, knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the undisputed heavyweight champion of the Radio Warriors, having defended that title for better than 40 years straight up. Can I say, I'm just a man all by myself. People say to me, so, you know, you have different peers. Well, peers, yeah, but not in the old school of boxing, because the bottom line is most guys today can't write a postcard or a grocery list as far as their boxing writers are concerned. I mean, you look out, that's why I'm starting a new boxing website. What's it called? Guess what? The Last Real Boxing Writer. That's what I'm going to do. LastRealBoxingWriter.com. This should be up and rocking, rolling, up and rocking and rolling within 4 weeks, 4 to 6 weeks. So the bottom line is we'll have some fun there. There's no doubt about it. Straight up, this is hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I talk about the current fights. Of course, the current fight status, Dana White's influence on boxing. Of course, Turk Al-Sheikh. Of course, the guy supposedly with a brain tumor and some blood issues or something like that. But the bottom line is it smells. I mean, that whole press release, I mean, the way it came out, it just didn't sound to me like it was legitimate. But I aired it, and I said to you, I put an asterisk next to it. I don't know if it was for real or not, but the bottom line is Turk Al-Sheikh allegedly has a brain tumor and some blood issues, and, of course, he's supposedly not long for this world, a couple of years or something like that. So if that's the case, I guess money doesn't buy you health, because he's got more money than anybody in the entire world. Nobody has more money than that dude. Nobody. I mean, absolutely nobody. You saw the crazy money he's thrown into the sport of boxing. He bought Ring Magazine. I was against that. I don't think any promoter should own a publication that, I mean, come on, man. That's a little, that smells. Like when De La Hoya owned Ring Magazine, what happened? De La Hoya's fighters got a lot of positive press. Same thing with this guy, the Turk Shiki. He's probably giving his guys a lot of press with Ring as well. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA. We'll delve into the career of the greatest puncher in the history of boxing. I'm talking about Ernie Shavers in this hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Once again, open phone lines around the planet as the impeccable one yawns in the other room. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. More Ring Talk after the break.
Want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Every champion has a team behind them, and for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
This summer, the honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich and pineapple dragon fruit and Sprite are back at Chick-fil-A.
Girl, it's back. We've been waiting. I love that honey pepper pimento sandwich.
And that pineapple dragon fruit and Sprite is everything. It's got that razzle-dazzle that makes you stop and say, okay, wait a minute.
I love the creaminess of the pimento cheese. It's savory. It's bold. It's flavorful.
Our faves are back. High five, girl.
Which fan favorite will you choose? Real customers paid for their testimonials.
My mom asked me to explain AI to her. Not the hype, the real stuff. How to use it to prepare for a doctor's appointment or a meeting with a financial advisor. How to use it to spot a scam before it gets to her. I looked around and nobody had built anything like that for seniors. So I did. AIClassForSeniors.com, a plain language course built specifically for people 65 and older. No jargon, no tech background needed, just real answers. AIClassForSeniors.com.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I've raised 10 kids, and there's always one child who can take a joke and another who can't. Mohammed could say something and just tick Frazier off, and Mohammed would be smiling about it.
It was like voices coming in his head. And I couldn't tell you who he's coming from, because I don't know. But therefore, if you ain't got something right to say to me, then you better keep me quiet. Because I'm going to peel off and hit you. Because it's just nothing for me to do but just walk straight, walk right.
Look at you, you're losing. You lost three rounds already. Come on, Leon, hit you four times. It's worse, man.
Muhammad said, never feel sorry for me. He said, I'm great. But, you know, maybe he may not feel bad, but the guy that fought him do, because you see what he's going through.
He put it on the line, brother. The representation that he gave to the black community will never be forgotten, no matter what.
I am the greatest.
It's just sad because, you know, it's sad because, you know, he's a great guy and hoping that maybe he could, like, live the kind of life that we live, you know. I'd love to see him do that. You know, because he earned that.
Man, that was some touching stuff there on Joe Frazier, wasn't it? I mean, holy cow, was Joe like crying and talking about this? And of course, he was a guy that he and I didn't. We ran hot and cold. I told you about that time I did that Vaughn Bean fight for Showtime, not Showtime, Don King Productions, King Vision back there in Atlanta, Georgia. Vaughn Bean versus Evander Holyfield, and I went into Vaughn Bean's dress room and I smelled all this alcohol, and guess who was there? Yeah, bottom line is it was pretty crazy. There's no doubt about that. At the end of the day, I go back in time, of course, to the world of boxing, back when I boxed as a kid, and then, of course, I watched boxing growing up, and this and that, so I became the natural boxing fan, per se, and then I became a writer. I went to junior high school, became the school editor of a paper in junior high school, and then went to high school and became an editor of a South City newspaper. But the bottom line is, I want to thank my mother, because had my mother not moved me out of San Francisco, I would have never excelled in writing. I would have never been where I was in the world. Why do I say that? Because when I went to Mission High, when I left junior high school, I was considered a stud as far as a writer's concerned. I went to Mission High School, and they had no journalism classes because of some type of funding problems. They had no PE classes. They had no journalism classes. It was a modular scheduling. Bottom line is, it was a whole wasted year. My sophomore year in high school was an entire wasted year. When I went to South City, joined the yearbook club. After that, of course, was the editor of the South City newspaper, broke all kinds of big stories. But at the end of the day, I wouldn't have been there had my mother not been smart enough to move me out of the city. Now, let's go back to 1989. George Foreman and me, of course, we were partners in the gym. When I say partners in the gym, we would bump fists and that kind of good stuff. When I saw him training at Newman's Gym in San Francisco, of course, he was a former world heavyweight champion. At one point in time, the baddest man on the planet. I mean, he just was. I mean, I watched him beat up guys in the gym that was just, he was like, yikes, man. He lifted guys off the ground. He knocked guys out. Listen, he was a bit of a bully. In fact, the George Foreman that I knew early on, he had a German Shepherd a lot of times, and he was just a thug. I mean, he wanted everybody to think he was tough and mean and the gnarliest guy on the planet. And to an extent, I think he was trying to be Sonny Liston. And I don't know if that Sonny was that bad of a guy, but the bottom line is he was trying to out ugly Sonny Liston. Talk about George Foreman as far as the first tier of George Foreman's life is concerned. When I say about the first tier, of course, I'm talking about when he decided, you know, it's time to take a walk. I mean, you know, he lost the heavyweight championship to Muhammad Ali in 1974. That was a bit of a shock. Had a couple fights afterwards, and he realized, you know what? This probably isn't for me. I saw God and that kind of good stuff. So we wish him the very best of luck. And he came back, of course, in 1987 after a 10-year layoff. He lost that fight to Jimmy Young in 1977. That sort of sent him off into retirement. And then 10 years later, he comes back with Steve Zalski. That was in Sacramento, California. I even drove up for that one. Zalski is a journeyman type of guy. Of course, he came in at 25-11, obviously left at 25-12. But the bottom line is, that was the beginning of George Foreman's comeback, per se, of course, which would get him two heavyweight title shots. Let's talk about his comeback, per se, because I televised one of his fights in 1989, I think October 30th, don't take that back, April 30th, 1989, I televised him and J.B. Williamson for FNN Sports, when FNN Sports was kicking ass all over the world. But the bottom line is, not no more. All those networks are toast. All the networks I work for are toast, even HBO. Think about it. Showtime has no boxing anymore, but HBO's toast. There's no doubt about that. But J.B. Williamson and George Foreman hooked it up. Of course, that was Galveston, Texan. Galveston, Texas, pretty good crowd. April 30th, 1989, George would stop him. But after, we had a good run. There's no doubt about that. And George said to me, you know, after we were done, he goes, you and I are a good act. And I really feel good about that. I mean, because, of course, he passed away March 21st, 2025. He just got old. I mean, that's all. I mean, somebody asked me, what killed George Foreman? Old age. That's all that killed George Foreman. But at the end of the day, he was good to me. And although he was a bit of a brute, the early George Foreman, my father said, he's a bully. Well, what do you mean he's a bully, Dad? He's beating all these guys up. Yeah, but they're all smaller than him. That's what he kept telling me. They're all smaller. Well, it's hard to find a guy bigger than him. George Foreman was 6'3". And, of course, when he was at his peak, he probably weighed about 220 pounds, 225, or was his peak the second tier. I mean, was his peak the second tier? Of course, losing to Muhammad Ali, he got lit up like a White House Christmas tree, got rope-a-doped, all that kind of good stuff. And, of course, his last fight, I thought he won, but that was in 1997, 10 years after the beginning of the comeback, per se. It was November 22nd, 1977. Of course, the 1997, the day that will live in infamy, November 22nd being the day that Kennedy was whacked there back in 1963. I'll talk about President Kennedy. But the bottom line is, he lost to Shannon Briggs. And the although referee Eddie Cotton didn't think he lost, but the judges think he did. The judges had it 116, 112, 117, 113. And Steve Weisfeld, not my favorite guy, had an even at 114, 114. But the bottom line is, two judges saw enough to call it a majority decision and end the career of George Foreman. He said he was going out. He said he could have done a little bit more in that fight, but the bottom line is he thought he did enough to win. At the end of the day, George Foreman went out getting burned in a bad decision. Bad judging in boxing? You got to be kidding me. Straight up. Now, come on. All right. So let's focus on the fact that George was what he was. He was a brute the first time around. Came back the second time, became everybody's favorite uncle. I mean, he was doing Wendy's commercials and all kinds of good stuff. Speaking of Wendy's, man, what a bunch of trash it turned out to be now. Anyway, all the junk food thing. When I was looking at the junk food, I was driving down this road, and I won't tell you where I was at because I was spying on somebody, and I don't want them to even know I was in the same town as them. Of course, I'm a private investigator when I'm not doing this. But the bottom line is, I drove down a road, and there was like 8 or 10 fast food joints in a row. Well, not one of them had a decent, healthy meal. I mean, I'm not kidding you. I lost count at 8. And I said to myself, whoa, I mean, so that's where we're at in this country. And I keep harping on the food. People say to me, why do you keep going back to food? Because I weigh 151 pounds and I'm 5'9". That's because it's not a whole lot of exercise, that kind of stuff. I don't run myself to death. I don't. Okay? I eat properly. That's what it's all about, just eating properly, eating the right food. As far as this American food chain is concerned, I've been telling you time and time again, it's just poison. The baby formula, 16 out of 24 baby formulas tested by the state of Florida came back as having an arsenic level so high that it was considered, you know, maybe you shouldn't have that much arsenic in an entire year, okay? And yet the babies are consuming this stuff. You wonder why kids in this country maybe are a little off right now? I mean, think about that. You've got so many mental health problems as far as kids are concerned, and, of course, obesity problems and things like that, all brought on by the food. And why do I say that? Because, you know, I was in McDonald's the other day getting my coffee. That's all I get from a coffee. That's all I get at McDonald's is a coffee. In fact, let me tell you about my little deal with my McDonald's coffee. I was with some Colombian girl down there in Panama. Beautiful girl. Almost married her. Should have. Bottom line is, well, she didn't want to come to the United States. I didn't want to move down there. But anyway, we're together, and she says, let's go have some coffee. She says, okay, let's go have some coffee. Where are we going? She's a Colombian girl, right? She took me to McDonald's. I said, what are you talking about? I said, I thought we were going to have a cup of coffee. She goes, we are. I said, she goes, this is the best coffee in town. I said, you got to be kidding me. I said, are you serious? And you know what? She's right, because like 15 years later, I'm still drinking her coffee almost every morning, 7 days a week. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. How long we got off in the world of diet? Let's roll to a break. You are tuned to the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. When I get back, I will deal with the chat, the twitch.tv chat. Of course, we are live on twitch.tv and Sports Byline News. Take that back. The Sports Byline USA channels on both twitch.tv and YouTube. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. calls get missed, appointments don't get confirmed, and everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. That's 800-826-4073.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Little soul side of town, the mighty Tower of Power. Check them out, towerofpower.com. They've been rocking and rolling since 1968. Good luck to Emilio Castillo and them. Continued success. Straight up, Terry Norris was born January 17, 1967, Lubbock, Texas. Former junior middleweight champion at one point in time. I thought he was a ring great, but, you know, because his chin failed him and, and he had the couple fights with Sui Santana where it was low blows and disqualifications, things like that. But Terry Norris, when I last saw him, he was a mess. And he just was. And then I saw films of him afterwards. I think he was acting like he was punch drunk in order to sue Don King. I think he was. Because he won a lawsuit from Don King. Next time I saw him, he was talking like a Rhodes Scholar. I kid you not. What's going on? Bottom line, big transformation there as far as Terry Norris's ability to speak was concerned. But he was born 17th. Of January 1967. Let's go. Robbie Sims, Marvin Hagler's brother, of course, who went 38-10 as a pro. Of course, his big claim to fame was in June 23rd, 1986, when he beat Roberto Duran in a split decision. Of course, that was on the undercard featured Tommy Hearns and Mark Madow. That was a TKO in 8 rounds. Talk about Tommy Hearns knocking out Mark Madow for the junior middleweight championship. And then the main event, of course, get to the Duran fight and Sims fight in a second. But the bottom line is the main event was the end of Barry McGuigan. I mean, Barry was a bad dude coming in, no doubt about it. But, man, he got tired, and at the end of the day, he lost a 15-round decision, got knocked down a few times, like in the latter part of the fight, down twice in the 15th round. But, he shouldn't have been fighting in that climate. Here's a guy that's been – I told you, when we trained together down in – we didn't train together, but I was in the gym with him down there in Palm Springs, California, when he was training for this fight. And, of course, at the Canyon Hotel, along with Roberto Duran, training for Robbie Sims. We'll get to that in just a second. But the bottom line is, he didn't get out in the sun. I mean, Barry didn't get out in the sun. He didn't have – I mean, imagine you've been in Palm Springs for a month, right? You got no tans. What's going on here? He's, like, whiter than white, paler than pale. So, I said to myself, what's going on? Then he was being brought to the training tent in a golf cart. So, in other words, he wasn't really walking. And then the only time he was doing his road work, he was out there doing his road work, was like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning when it was as coldest as it can be as far as Palm Springs was concerned. Bottom line is, McGuigan burnt out in that fight, should have never been fighting in, of course, that kind of weather, 115-degree weather. And I'll never forget the fact that he fought with a broken eardrum. And how can I say that so confidently? Because Barn Eastwood, his manager, the big bookie in the UK, of course, I'm going to talk about a bookmaker, a guy that ran sports books, things like that, but he called me on the Caesars Palace sports phone, Caesars Palace house phone that morning. I was right after the weigh-in, and I got a call from Barn Eastwood, and it's Pedro Fernandez, pick up the page, Pedro Fernandez, pick up the page. So I pick up the page, back when they had pagers. So I pick up the page, and it's Barney. He says, Pedro, I got a question for you. He goes, would a broken eardrum impact a fighter? And I said, I'm not a doctor, but I think it would impact his balance. So there's no doubt about it. He said, okay, and he hung up the phone. So Barry fought Stevie Cruz with a broken eardrum. Barney knew about it all along, of course. And later, when Barry tried to do it, when Barney sued Barry, and there's all kinds of back slander and that kind of stuff back and forth, Barry didn't take the cue. I said, Barry, he told me. I sent him a letter. I sent Barry McGuigan a letter. I said, listen, you're ex-manager, promoter, call him what you want, but he told me that morning, he asked me about a fighter having a broken eardrum. So when he denies you having, denies the fact that he said he didn't know that you had a broken eardrum entering the Cruz fight, he did because he called me that morning and talked to me about it. So what time is it? It was time for Barry to win that lawsuit. Instead, he lost it. Straight up, that's on you. But the bottom line is, Wigan lost a 15-round decision. Tommy Hearns beat Mark Madal that day. And Roberto Durant, of course, this is Robbie Sims' claim to fame because he never did anything else other than be Marvin Hagler's half-brother. But it was a split decision win. The referee was Mills Lane, my buddy Mills Lane. May you rest in peace, Mills. Let's get it on, Mills. Bottom line is, Bill Graham had it 97-92 for Sims. Take that, yeah. And one judge had it 96-94 for Duran. The other judge had it 95-94 for Robbie Sims. So we won a split decision. Somebody told me it was a bad decision. Nah, I was there. Let me tell you about Roberto Duran training down on Palm Springs for that fight. I was down there for, I got a week and a half, maybe 10 days, right, at one point in time during his training camp. He's training at the Canyon Hotel. I'm getting money to go down there and write about him. You know, so I'm having a good time. Plus, I'm checking out partying in Palm Springs. So we're coming on one night. We got some company. Some female company, I put it like that. So we're coming home one night from a club. It's like 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning. And I walk by Roberto Duran's room. And I want to sort of point out the fact to the girls that yeah, this is Roberto Duran's room. Not they're going to knock on this, but, you know, sort of like I'm drinking, okay? You're drunk, I guess I'm drunk. So anyway, I point it out, and I look at right then and there, and there's a big cart in front of Duran's door. And it's a cart. There was a cake on the cart, and the cake had to be bigger than a television. I mean, a big television. It was like a sheet cake. I kid you not. So, of course, he was eating sheet cake as he was training for this fight for Robbie Sims. So when he looked like spit and didn't get it together and didn't look good at the weigh, and I knew that it probably wasn't going to be a good night for Roberto Duran. Of course, he would come back later and do some great things as far as the world of boxing is concerned. But that night, he was basically done. No doubt about it. Harold Graham, the greatest fighter in the history of probably Britain that didn't win a title. He was on that fight as well. He knocked out Ernie Rabot. But Rabot came in at 4-12. Get this. This is how weird boxing was back then and there. I put this on TV. I kid you not. Harold Graham was 35-0. He took on Ernie Rabot. Ernie came in at 4-12. 4-12 versus 35-0. Who the hell do you think won? Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. We're a minute away from the Ernie Shaver story. Of course, I told you about that. The greatest puncher in the history of boxing, without a doubt. I mean, he knocked out. And when I say that, Muhammad Ali told me that he hit him so hard he hurt his kinfolk. His kinfolk felt it in Africa and things like that. I mean, he was serious. He wasn't joking. There was no pontification, nothing like that. I mean, Ali was being straight up with me. I've never been hit that hard in my entire life. George Foreman told me the same thing. I mean, everybody that fought this guy told me the exact same thing. I mean, holy cow. I mean, there were guys that he would just level. 70 knockouts, 76 wins. Think about that. I mean, a lot of guys that he fought weren't all the greatest guys in the world. But, you know, he knocked out guys like Joe Bugner. Joe Bugner's not an easy guy to knock out. Of course, a guy from the UK, no doubt about that. Randy Tex Cobb. He lost to Cobb. That was sort of funny. He lost to Randall Tex Cobb. Of course, Tex Cobb, the guy that was trained and, take that back, was managed by Elvis Phillips. Now, Elvis Phillips was the guy that came up with that magic green killer back in the 70s or 80s. That stuff, that green killer. Green cleaner, which you put it on your stuff and it would clean anything off, right? He's also the guy that brought cocaine. I told you he brought cocaine to China. We're kicking back at China. I've got this United Airlines flight attendant with me, so I'm kicking back. Listen, I never went too many places unaccompanied. I mean, I went there alone, but I wouldn't be unaccompanied. So I just put it like that. So I've got this United Airlines flight attendant, and we're hooking it up there, and we're in Beijing. So anyway, so Elvis tells me, he says, hey, Pedro, you want to go party? And I'm saying, yeah, okay, we must send champagne, something like that. He goes, no. I said, I got some blow. And I went, blow? You got to be kidding me. It's the death penalty. I wouldn't bring a joint there. I wanted to make sure my urine was clean before I went to China. I was scared to death. okay? The death penalty for cocaine, and this guy's telling me, hey, Paige, you want to go up to my room and do some coke with you and your chick? Ah! I don't do coke. The chick don't do coke. I do Coca-Cola. So anyway, it was absolutely mind-boggling, man. It just blew my mind. So I got into a chat. I told her, let's go. So I grabbed this girl named Susan. Her name was Hong, really, but in American, it was Susan. So I dragged her out to a cab, and I grabbed the first cab. I jumped in the cab, and the cab driver said to me, where to? I said, tell him to drive anywhere. Just drive, okay? Because I wanted to get so far away from the cocaine, it was unbelievable. I was freaking out. Listen, I'm not paranoid, per se, and that's not paranoid. That's real fear. Being around some guy, I mean, he started to reach in his pocket. So evidently, he had the blow in his pocket in the nightclub. Okay? Ah, that was enough for me to just absolutely run. I ran out the place, and of course, he was the guy that was killed by a buck. Who killed him? I can't remember who killed him right now. Oh, Terry Doc Anderson. He got Anderson to throw one fight with Mark Gasson. Mark Gasson was the NFL player, of course, the NFL football player from the New York Jets, the guy that's suffering from Alzheimer's right now. But at one point in time, he was the pound-for-pound best pass rusher in the history of the National, at that point, in the National Football League, okay? But the bottom line is he turned pro, and then he had all these fights. I didn't know these fights were fixed. I was televising a couple of them. I thought that maybe, you know, they were legit fights, and we didn't fight. We did one up there in Reno, Nevada. We did one in San Francisco, this and that. So I thought they were legit fights. Well, it turns out they were all rigged. All of them were rigged. All of Gasson's sites were rigged, so fixed, or prearranged, call them what you want. But anyway, this Terry Doc Anderson, I think he threw the first fight with Mark Gasson, and they came back and did a second fight. Anyway, after the second fight, he went and killed Elvis Phillips. Now, I'm not trying to say Elvis had it coming. Yeah, I think I am. I think, because that was a guy that was a bit, he was just absolutely living on the edge. I mean, think about that. I'm going to go back to it, folks. You can't imagine the paranoia that went through this ex-cop. Not paranoia, fear, stone-cold fear. Paranoia is when you're scared of something that really doesn't exist. This was stone-cold fear. When he reached in his pocket, and it looked like he was about to break out a bindle of cocaine right there at that table. Ah! I got up and I ran. And absolutely one of the smartest things I've ever done in my life. And of course, he ended up being a dead man. Terry Doc Anderson is still in prison down there in Florida. We thought that he should have been out by now. But the bottom line is, you know, he shot somebody to death. He deserved to spend the time. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. We come back on the other side of the break. I'll spend some time with the greatest puncher in the history of boxing. I'll talk about the Black Acorn, call him what you want, but the bottom, that's what Ali called him. And, of course, talk about Ernie Shavers. Ernie was a guy that spelled his name E-A-R-I-N-E, like Earn E. I don't know how – do you think this was some literacy problem with his parents or the sense? Earn E, when they named him Ernie, they put Earn instead of like E-R-N-I-E. Am I taking too much from that? Straight up, open phone lines around the planet. You want to join me, you can. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, we are 6 days away from the Booth Ennis Xander Zayas showdown, of course, 154 pounds. Who is the king at 154? Junior middleweight, super welterweight, call it what you want. But this is the big showdown coming to you next week. Of course, coming from the, I think it's the Garden of Theater, but the bottom line is it's New York City and got to say this, a lot of Puerto Ricans there, but, you know, fans don't win fights for you. They don't. You can have the biggest crowd behind you in the entire world, but if you can't fight, if you can't beat the guy, you can't beat the guy. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. On the other side, Ernie Shavers.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Sometimes life changes and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash. Whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I am honored, folks, with the presence of my next guest. Of course, he is called the Acorn, the Black Destroyer. I call him Ernie Shavers. Ernie, how's life treating you, my brother?
Life is great. And the fight game, I'm a lot of from business wise. I'm well known worldwide. I can travel all over the world. I stay quite busy.
74-14 with one draw. Let's talk about your boxing career before we get into Ernie Shavers 2017. Larry Holmes told me one time, me and Larry were kicking it in Antigua. You know where Antigua is? It's one of them islands out there in the Caribbean.
I've been there, yeah.
Yeah. So me and Larry are kicking it on the beach, and I'm saying, you know, what's it like, man? I mean, you know, fighting these dudes. You fought some bad dudes. He goes, yeah. He goes, you know. I said, Larry, you know, the only time I ever got knocked down in a fight was when I didn't see a punch coming. He said, yeah. He goes, that applies with everybody. I said, with everybody except one person. I said, who's that? He goes, Ernie Shavers. He goes, you can see the punch coming, but it don't matter. You're probably going down. You hit that hard, man.
Yeah, I was a tremendous puncher. See, I grew up on a farm doing bales of hay. We had an old wooden furnace, did a lot of chopping trees down from the cold. So they built up my leg and back myself where the power come from.
Interesting. But, you know, how can I put this? Holmes told me you hit hard. I mean, I was with Ali in Macau on a couple of different occasions and this and that, and we talked about hard punches, this and that, and he said Ernie Shavers, and Ali wasn't the most vocal guy in the world in 1994, but he just rolled his eyes anytime I mentioned your name, man. Keep him away from me. Keep Ernie Shavers away from me. Ernie, I mean, they loved you, but they didn't want you around.
Well, I got along with Ali. Ali and Larry both were good to me. Mm-hmm. Ali let me use his training camp to prepare for Jimmy Hall's fight and three other fights. Larry always worked for me when I needed sparring partners.
Interesting. So who got you started in boxing? Who was a manager? I can't think of his name right now. A little short guy. He fought. He used to fight back in the day as well. I can't think of his name. Who am I thinking of?
Pedro Tomez.
No. The little Jewish cat. The little Jewish cat that was with Don King. Remember, he lost you to Don King in a contract dispute or something like that? You know what I'm talking about.
But he didn't get me started. That guy didn't get me started. Pedro told me I got me started.
Okay.
I know what you're talking about. The Don guy did work for me while I got in the fight game. But Pedro told me, as a young fan of Ohio, that's who started me in 1967.
Okay. when you hit people and they fall the way they did, what did that say to you? Did you, I mean, you realize early on that you could punch, but when you could punch harder than any man in the history of the heavyweight division, and that's how you're regarded as the hardest puncher in heavyweight history. George Foreman has told me that. Muhammad Ali has told me that. Larry Holmes has told me that. If those three guys tell me that, I'm going to believe them. You are the hardest puncher in heavyweight history.
Well, see, I grew up on a farm, see. I did a lot of hard work. We did a lot of chopping trees, throwing bales of hay, pounding bags of wheat, and that made me become a hard puncher, or develop my back and leg muscle where the power come from. So when I started boxing, I'm naturally a puncher then. I just, it taught me how to punch correctly.
You know, they put guys that aren't even boxers in the world in the International Boxing Hall of Fame, like Sylvester Stallone. He's an actor. They put him in the International Boxing Hall of Fame. They got boxing writers they put in the International Boxing Hall of Fame. You're the hardest puncher in heavyweight history, in the history of the game, in the history of Marcus of Queensbury rules, in the history of boxing, in the history of martial arts. You are the hardest hitter ever. You should belong. You belong in that Hall of Fame, man, just as much as those other guys do.
Let me tell you why I'm not in there, sir. I'm in a couple of Hall of Fame. I just won one last year. I mean, see, the Hall of Fame, they contacted me, want me to come in. I didn't want to do it. I felt so much. I wouldn't go up there and sign autographs and work 3 or 4 days. I didn't want to do it. Hall of Fame, that means nothing to me. God knows, punch hard. That's all I need to know.
But you know what? Boxing fans, I think, they feel that you deserve your props, and that's where your props would come.
Well, sir, can I tell you something? I'm in 2 or 3 Hall of Fame, and a Hall of Fame doesn't mean nothing to me. The world knows it. The fighters know it. That's all that counts.
Well, we put you in the Ring Talk Hall of Fame. No doubt about that, man. The hardest puncher pound for pound in the entire world. Now, Ernie Shavers, Larry Holmes said that he could see your punch coming and still get knocked down. How can I put this? I told you earlier, I've never been knocked down by a punch that I saw coming, so I don't know what that was. I don't know what that was like to be able to see a punch, because when you can see a punch, I don't know about you, but when you can see a punch coming, you can sort of like stand up to it. For some reason, you could take it. But when you can't see a punch coming, it's like, man, things happen.
Well, see, I'm such a powerful puncher, and I punch a lot harder and faster than most people believe. It caught a lot of big up slow. I had a lot of speed.
Yep.
And a lot of power. That's what I knocked them out with.
74-14, 68 knockouts, considered the hardest puncher in heavyweight history. Of course, he told us how he got that punching power. Now, what is life like for Ernie Shavers 2017?
Life is great. I'm known worldwide. I either go to Europe, I work in Europe, I work all over America. I got 4 or 5 meetings coming up now. I'm leaving out this weekend. So I do a lot of traveling. I do a lot of work.
Ernie, you got to get me some work. You're doing all this work. You got to get me some work.
Well, see, the fight game is so good to me, not treat people fair. See, Archie Moore, Sugar Ray Robinson, Rocky Marciano, all those guys told me what to do when I retired. How to treat people and how to care of myself. I do it, and then working for me.
You know, I got to work with two of those guys. Of course, the great Ray Robinson, Warren Walker Smith. He and I spent much of a weekend together, the Tommy Hearns Roberto Duran weekend in June of 1984. He was staying in the hotel room across from me in the old Aladdin Hotel in Las Vegas. So I got to spend some time with him. And, you know, man, he wasn't only the greatest in the ring as far as pound for pound is concerned, but he was an outstanding man as far as outside the ring is concerned. He really knew boxing. He knew more about society and people than you can imagine for a prize fighter. He was well-versed and a very articulate man.
Oh, yeah. I met him here in Las Vegas. He gave me some good advice. I listened to it, and it worked out well.
Well, that's good. Anyway, what are you doing this week? What's Ernie Shavers doing this week?
Well, I go back to work next week. I'll be up in somewhere out Midway West. Some was out there, person out there.
Okay.
Then I got 3 or 4 places lined up now to make appearances. I do autograph signing and stuff like that. So I stay quite busy.
Okay. When you look at I'm gonna hit you with a hard question here. 111 National Football League players were tested that died recently, and they were tested in after they were dead for their brains as far as brain damage was concerned, and all 110 out of 111 of them came up with this severe brain damage called CTE. Now, boxers come up with that a lot less. Is that, if I had to, believe it or not, I know I boxed, but if I played football as well, but if I had to send my kid in a direction, I wouldn't send him in the direction of football. Believe it or not, I'd opt out for boxing instead. I think it's less dangerous.
But can I tell you something?
Huh?
I played high school football.
Mm-hmm.
Football is, that's a tough sport. Compared to boxing, it's much tougher than boxing. I enjoy it while I'm playing it, but it's a tough, tough sport. I thank God that I did play when I started boxing. When I got tired from working hard, I thought of a football day, I kept it on going.
Wow. Well, Ernie, we wish you the very best of luck and continued success in your future. And, of course, I think the Kentucky Boxing Hall of Fame is talking about inducting you, and I think they should. I think every Boxing Hall of Fame around the world should induct the Acorn, the Black Destroyer, the great Ernie Shavers, the man that put people on their butts. And guess what? They all knew it. They had been hit by Ernie Shavers, and life was never the same after that. So we thank you so much for spending some time with us today, man, and we wish you the very best.
Thank you, and God bless you. Thank you, man.
The great Ernie Shavers.
You know, he was always fun to be around, no doubt about that. One time I mistook him for Muhammad Ali's brother. I said to him, went up to him, I said, Muhammad Ali's brother, I said, hey, Ernie, how are you? And Rahman Ali got all pissed off. I'm Rahman Ali, man. I don't care, you know. I'm not trying to say all black guys look alike, but you guys look alike. It was dark. It was in a dark Atlantic City showroom, Atlantic City Hotel showroom, I kid you not. So it was really dark. The lights were down. This, everybody was drinking this. That's why I walked up to him with a microphone, and I had the wrong person. Things happen. Straight up. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Let's go to the, whoa, let me hit that mic a little too hard there. It's humming. Okay, not humming anymore. Anyway, June 17, 1979, Danny Lopez knocked out Mike Aiello in round 15. Mike Aiello was on heroin. He did some heroin that morning. Talk about relaxing before a fight. He shot some heroin that morning. Mike Aiello, the brother of Tony Aiello, the son of Tony Aiello Sr., okay, he shot some heroin that morning before he fought Danny Lopez for the world featherweight championship. That was June 17, 1979. I mean, I've heard of a lot of crazy stuff before boxing matches. I've heard of guys getting laid. Muhammad Ali got a blowjob from Lola Falana before the Joe Frazier fight, things like that. Things happen in the dressing room, okay? But, you know, not quite like that. Not quite like that. You know, I've never heard of a guy doing heroin before a fight. Have you? I'm never in the history of boxing. I've never heard of guys doing heroin. Take that back. I knew one heroin addict that was able to be totally composed. He was totally focused. He ran a business in the whole nine yards, but he had enough money to pay for his heroin. So I guess that sort of was a thing there. But the bottom line is he was a junkie. There's no doubt about it. But somehow he was able to roll on in life. Anyway, Danny Lopez stopping Mike Aiello on heroin, January 17, 1979. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, coming up, the future of boxing is now. It's not in, listen, David Benavidez is now. It's not passe per se, 32-0. What can I say? I mean, you think Shakur Stevenson is the future of boxing? You think Devin up and down Haney? Devin Haney was down more times. He was down, he was on his knees more times in that fight with Ryan Garcia than a hooker on a Saturday night. He just was. I mean, come on. I mean, and you guys trying to tell me that he's a great fighter? I mean, people tell me time and time and time and time again that, you know, Devin Haney's such a great fighter. Well, he's just not that great of a fighter. He's not bad. He's a good boxer. There's no doubt about it. But that clutch and grab stuff that he does when he grabs guys and makes love to them and won't let go of them, and the referee's like having to scream at him and pull him apart, and you know, that's bitch stuff. That is. That's you know, I ain't got it, so I got to grab. I can't take a punch, so I got to grab. Or I can't give it when I take it, so I got to grab. Bottom line is Devin Haney is like, he's just one of the most unappealing fighters to me. I mean, Tommy D and these guys, they all like him, this and that. Of course, you know, some people are enamored still with Floyd Mayweather. Of course, Floyd having all the money problems that he has. But what did Floyd really do? I mean, he was a good boxer per se, but he didn't go out there and knock anybody out after 135 pounds. They were exhibitions per se. And that's why he's still able to pull off these exhibitions. And of course, the exhibition that's supposed to go down the 29th, I believe, over in Greece, when he's going to fleece the people from Greece. There's no doubt about that. I mean, he's going to go over there and make some money and leave, allegedly. But can he get out of town? Does he have a passport? Does he have a jet anymore? Of course, he only flew private before. I saw Rick Ross. You know, Rick Ross, remember, anybody know anything about rap music? Rick Ross was one of these premier rappers, right? I saw him flying coach the other day.
They had a picture of him flying coach. He went from private jets to flying coach. So I'm wondering if Mayweather's going to go the same route. Will he go from private flying, you know, the Gulfstream jet, which he sold a few months back? He sold it, so he doesn't have a plane anymore, allegedly. I think he only had one plane. Reportedly, at one point in time, he had two planes, but I'm told he has no planes. If you have no planes, how can you get to Greece? Unless you either A, rent a plane, a private plane, or you take United. How's he going to get there? I have no idea. But the bottom line is there are a couple court injunctions that have been filed trying to prevent Floyd Mayweather from even going to Greece. So we'll see what happens as far as that's concerned this week, as far as the court case is concerned, because the company that has that filed the suit, I think they got good grounds, because the bottom line is, you know, Floyd's supposed to be fighting Mike Tyson. Yeah. Anyway, Mike Tyson got hurt, but he's supposed to take on Manny Pacquiao, and supposed to go down like September the 25th or 7 days after the 19th fight, to make it September 26th, 1 week later. Bottom line is now it's going to be the T-Mobile Arena, but is it going to happen? Is it going to happen? Who knows? Pacquiao, Mayweather? I'm not looking forward to it, but is it going to happen? Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
We call ourselves ASAP Travel for one reason. We can help you book a ticket ASAP. For those of you that don't know, that means as soon as possible. That means no wait time. You get through right away. No searching online. Our specialty is the lowest available fares on the big name airlines. You know them. We can't tell you their names. You can fly domestically or internationally and save more money than you could if you call the airlines directly. Our proprietary software goes underneath the hood of the major airline booking systems and finds you the best rates available. So if you're ready to make your travel plans right now, business or vacation travel, we have all the major airlines always at great rates. Call ASAP Trips, and we'll have your ticket in your inbox in 15 minutes. Call this number now.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Pedro offers you his protection.
The guy me and Ernie were talking about passed away a year ago last week, Don Elbaum. He was like 97, 98 years old, something like that. Of course, he was a promoter that brought Ernie Shavers to Don King, and then Don King stole Ernie Shavers from
from Don Elbaum. And, of course, Don was also a promoter, per se. And in 1964, he had a boxing card outside of Detroit, and he needed somebody to fill in and fight the debuting Joe Bird. Joe Bird was the father of world heavyweight champion Chris Bird. Remember Chris Bird? Bottom line is, so anyway, Joe Bird needs a fighter, and Don Elbaum's the promoter, right? So what does Don do? Don puts on a pair of trunks. He goes out there, and he goes six rounds with Joe Bird. I kid you not. Anyway, he's a class act, no doubt about that. You know, chicks like Don and guys like Don, but for totally different reasons. Straight up, guys liked him for being around him. It was always a lesson or an experience. Of course, chicks, they just loved him. They just hung him. They clung to him, no doubt about that. Speaking of chicks, chicks like Conor McGregor as well. Of course, Conor McGregor coming back, the MMA guy that fought Mayweather or something like that. Anyway, bottom line is Conor McGregor, 37 years old, coming back against Max Holloway. Let me tell you, Max Holloway is a guy from Hawaii. Max Holloway has been beaten up so bad so many times that he's going to be a punch drunk, he's going to be a cartoon sooner than later. I've never seen a guy on the faster track to a permanent damage. Now, I'm not trying to say that. I'm not trying to be a jinx or be a bad guy or anything like that. I'm just telling you, when you fight with your face, spit happens. Spit with an H, and spit is not good. It's not a good thing. Taking shots like he takes shots like a sponge. I mean, he's been beaten up by so many different guys, won big fights, lost big fights. Now he's going to fight this guy at welterweight. At one point in time, he was 145-pounder. Then he moved to 155 in lightweight. Now he's going to fight Conor McGregor at 170 pounds. Talk about Max Holloway. He's got to be out of his mind. July the 11th, that'll be live on pay-per-view from the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, Nevada. Now, time to wrap things up. I want to thank my producer in the other room, the impeccable one, Bailey Peck. Had he not come in today and straightened things out, I would have jumped off the Golden Gate Bridge. But wait, after I got my Stefano's pizza. Okay, after I got my Stefano's pizza. Bottom line is, I want to thank you so much for tuning in, the people on YouTube, and of course, Twitch.tv as well. Frank1961, my house historian, and Matt is missing in action. But straight up, I want to thank you all. This has been another edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez, and I thank you so much for tuning in. And don't forget, Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on Sports Byline, Twitch.tv, and YouTube.